It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello, hello. It's 5 after. And yeah. That's the way it goes. Anyway, today is April 12th, 2022, and work had a bunch of stuff come up right at about 2 or 3 minutes before okay, what is this? All right, sorry. I had a whole bunch of work stuff happen just before showtime, so I had to address it. Also, as a little bit of a note, Thursday, I have to go into the office, so I'm going to be pre-recording the show. So wish me luck there. We're going to have some odd news. All right. Well, hello and shout out to Stug and X1 and JNS. Thanks for being here. Keep on a moving. Let's go ahead and get this going. Start the way we almost always start.
World news.
There's a lot of death today, so this will be one for the record books. South Africa's Durban floods. At least 45 die as rain and mudslides cause havoc. At least 45 people in South Africa have been killed in floods caused by days of heavy rain. It happened in the coastal province of KwaZulu-Natal, where many people are still missing and emergency services are searching for survivors. Some in the city of Durban are standing on rooftops awaiting rescue, but local media report that only one helicopter is available to lift people away. It comes as scientists warn that climate change is fueling heavier rainfall than usual in southern Africa. The mayor of Ithekwini, the area that is including Durban and its surrounding towns, has apologized to residents who were left stranded after the emergency call center was overwhelmed overnight. Mayor Mxolisi Konda also says efforts are underway to restore water and electric supplies that have been cut to parts of the city after most of the electric power stations were flooded on Monday evening and a number of water treatment plants were damaged. People are being urged to stay at home, but those living in low-lying areas are also being urged to move to higher ground. Residents who fear their homes may collapse should seek shelter in community halls. South Africans have been posting photos online of the destruction, including a collapsed road in the resort town of Umdlati. And it is just a lot. There's just so much flooding. It's really pretty wild. Let me see. I will put an image link of the washed out road on the incom here. But it's similar to all other washed out roads you might have seen. But that's at sdf.org/L/Lima/L/Lima, and then 4, the number 4. So sdf.org/L/L4. All right. So that's happening. But don't worry, there's a lot more death out there. 3 children have drowned in an abandoned pit in Ghana. 3 boys, aged between 6 and 9. Had drowned in a pit at Tuba in the Ga South Municipality in the Greater Accra region of Ghana. The 3 are Isaac Amoa, age 8, and siblings Elijah Kakra Adu Noah, age 9, and Samuel Tawi Aji Mensa, age 6. A report cited by state-owned news outlet Graphic Online shows that the children had left home to play around the area of the incident last Saturday morning and decided to wash down in a pit created by rainwater. The topsoil at the area had been removed due to illegal sand and gravel winning activities. Unknown to the children, a mudslide had created the pit, making the base muddy, a development that made it difficult for them to swim out of the stagnant water in the pit. Their bodies have been deposited at the morgue for autopsy and investigation. It's not clear how many of such incidents have happened in Ghana over the past years, however it can be recalled that in February this year a similar incident happened which caused the death of a 5-year-old Moroccan boy who was trapped in a well for 4 days. These are... it's new deaths, X1 says. Yeah, that road washed the heck out in South Africa for sure. Talking about the photo posted in comm. Well, storms have killed... Oh, hey, Tin. Welcome, DJ Tin from Berlin. Thanks for being here. Well, more flooding deaths. One of the quieter but sadder ways to go. Tropical Storm Meggy. 25 killed in Philippines tropical storm. At least 25 people have died so far in landslides and floods in the Philippines after tropical storm... I'm saying Meggy. I'm not sure if that's what they're calling it, but M-E-G-I. Tropical Storm Meggy swept the nation. On Tuesday, rescue crews were still battling to retrieve people stranded on the eastern and southern coasts. Meggy, known locally as Agaton, hit the archipelago on Sunday with winds of up to 65 kilometers an hour. It was the first such storm of the year. The Philippines typically sees an average of 20 each year. More than 13,000 people fled to higher ground shelters as the storm hit the east coast. Winds knocked out power supplies, flooded homes and fields, and caused mudslides. Images shared by authorities and locals online showed rescuers wading through muddy swamps and using rafts on fast-flowing rivers to try and reach isolated areas of submerged homes. So, this is just a lot of destruction going on from weather. But don't worry, not to be outdone, the United States has amped up its gun violence for the day. Brooklyn subway shooting, 16 people injured at least, 5 critically, in attack. So the latest news, the New York Police Department 3 hours ago said it's still searching for a subway attack suspect. Multiple people were shot. Here's some key updates. A press conference updating on the Brooklyn subway shooting that happened this morning in the Sunset Park neighborhood just wrapped up, with officials updating that 16 people were injured, including 10 people who were shot, and 5 people who are in critical but stable condition. Officials also noted that other injuries from the incident included smoke inhalation, shrapnel, or panic induced from the incident, but said that the shrapnel was not from an explosive device. Brooklyn's NBA team, the Nets, have reacted with shock. Their practice facility is a half mile away from the scene of the shooting, and they have a crucial game against the Cavaliers tonight. It's devastating, said the Nets forward Kevin Durant after Tuesday's practice session. I don't know the details. To hear the sirens out front of the practice facility and see so much commotion going outside, you hope and pray for the best for everybody involved. So, the Nets have been in Brooklyn since 2012 when it left New Jersey. I don't know why this is breaking news that The Guardian is covering about the NBA team. There is footage of people fleeing. But basically what happened is a guy went down there with a gas mask and an orange safety vest on, threw a smoke canister down there, and then just started shooting. The mayor says the New York subway system is safe, but the city needs a national response to an increase in violent crime. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said in a live interview on air with CNN while working remotely because he has COVID. Remember that pandemic that's still going on? Yeah. We're all going back to work, but the mayor can't go to work because he has COVID. But yeah, probably so. Trying to meet word counts. The weapon the suspect used to shoot multiple people on the subway train and platform earlier on Tuesday has been recovered. And the New York Police Department police commissioner described the suspect as 5'5" tall, black man with a heavy build wearing a green construction type vest and a hooded sweatshirt. So far, the authorities say 16 people were injured in Tuesday's attack, including 10 people who were shot and 5 in critical but stable condition. So, it's an evolving story. There's a lot of news and information kind of floating around. Yesterday, there was a fire in a manhole. There was a manhole fire, and there was an explosion down near downtown. And so, that caused a big ruckus, too. So, New York is not for anybody who's got... delicate nerves, at least not for a while. All right. Well, there's that death. There's this death. I mean, here's death. There's death. Everywhere is death. Death. X1 asked, do we know why Americans like to shoot people? I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it's relatively easy to obtain. Like a machine gun or a rapid-fire weapon. And then it's even easier to kill a bunch of people when you have something like that. If you had a knife or a sword or something, you got to be a lot more physically fit. Anyway, I'm not sure. but yeah, there is an incredible amount of gun violence in the United States. Might be because we're the world's leading war producers. I don't know. Drug overdose deaths among high school-aged U.S. teens have more than doubled since 2019, driven by a rise in the deadly opioid fentanyl. Researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles analyzed mortality rates among 14 to 18-year-olds over the past decade and found that while drug use among this age group is actually falling, fatalities are on the rise, jumping from 492 in 2019 to 954 in 2020, then climbed to 1,146 in 2021. Researchers attribute this to a flood of counterfeit pills, which look exactly like real oxycodone or Xanax tablets, but actually contain fentanyl, a synthetic opioid, so potent that one counterfeit pill can prove fatal. Vast quantities of these fake pills are being smuggled into the country and are circulating in the illicit drug market, meaning that teens often ingest the deadly drug unknowing. We're seeing really young kids start to die because the illicit drug supply has become extremely toxic. Excuse me. So the article goes on. It's hard for me. I can't really go through the whole thing. It'll take too long for me to read, but, fentanyl is all over the place. It's really cheap and it'll kill you. So I don't know. Illicit drug trade. If only there was maybe a regulatory body, like a food and drug safety group that could vet and regulate drugs. Oh, I think there is. Too bad. These are illicit drugs. I don't know. I think drug laws are dumb. It's like you're just penalizing addicts for no reason. Anyway, don't worry. That's most of the death news for now. We got to play a song, and then we'll come back, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about other stuff that will kill you, and whether or not it will. And thanks for the link, Jeff. Map of mass shootings just in 2022. And it's a map of shootings in the United States showing us that there have been 18 in California, 31 in a region that includes Mississippi and Louisiana, Arkansas, and parts of Texas, and 25 up there near the Chicago, greater Chicago area. Lots of stuff. Anyway, lots of death, but it's time to switch over to COVID stuff after this. Here's LCD Sound System's New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect. Oh, please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Oh, that's right. You're listening to Anon Radio powered by SDF. And SDF, well, that's powered by you. So thank you for being here and for hanging out, listening. We were talking about fentanyl killing kids. And, forgot to stop the song. Fentanyl killing kids. And all the other ways that children can die. And now it's time to talk about COVID-19. Because, my friends, it's far from over. Don't worry. And then we'll talk about other things that kill children. Because we had a whole bunch. A lot of stuff. First, I got too many stories open. Hold on. Control and then brackets? No? Nope. Shucks. I thought I'd reset my shortcut keys to look through it, but I'll just have to click. Doot, doot, doot. Sorry. Boop. Alright, here it is. This comes to us from Botswana. A new variant of COVID-19 discovered in Botswana is believed to be a mutation of the Omicron variant first detected in southern Africa late last year. The Botswana Ministry of Health and Wellness are watching a variant called Omicron BA4. That's Bravo Alpha .4 and Bravo Alpha .5, so BA4 and BA5, which has already been detected in 3 other countries and in 4 people in Botswana. All 4 cases are currently being followed up to gather more information on the potential impact of the spread and severity of the disease. So far, no conclusion has yet been made as to whether the sublineage is more lethal and more transmissible than the known Omicron variant, said Christopher Nyanga, the Secretary General of the Ministry of Health. However, he said that the patients are fully vaccinated and have only been showing mild symptoms. Investigations were underway to determine whether existing COVID-19 vaccines are effective against the new variant, but authorities are urging the public not to panic and instead be vigilant and take a vaccination or booster shot if eligible. The public is further encouraged to get vaccinated and get booster shots if possible. Okay, just repeat yourself. This is important because if new variants of COVID-19 emerge and trigger a new wave of infections, the impact could be more severe for unvaccinated people. Ministry of Health says it's awaiting further guidance from the World Health Organization on how to manage its transmission. So, I mean, this is kind of a similar playbook that we had last year. We went through and we got to have, at least in the United States, we had a nice spring and summer kind of just wandering around. Everybody threw away their masks. And then, oh, I don't know, in August, September, we went ahead and we're like, oh yeah, Omicron. And then everybody started dying and getting sick again. So we shall see. Is BA4 or BA5 the big old boogeyman? We'll see. Other things that are going to kill you. Harmful chemicals found in toys and canned food at U.S. discount stores. Among the products that tested positive were colorful baby's toys, as well as canned foods and nonstick cookware. An alarming number of products purchased at U.S. dollar stores, including many children's toys, contain harmful chemicals, according to a report released today. Who knew? Businesses regulating themselves was probably a bad idea. Researchers tested 226 products purchased at 5 popular retailers for chemicals, including phthalates and lead, and found that 120, or more than half, had at least one chemical of concern. Among the products that tested positive were colorful baby toys and Disney-themed headphones. As a parent, I should be able to buy a product without expecting to poison my child, said Jose Bravo, national coordinator of the Campaign for Healthier Solutions, a coalition that calls on dollar stores to phase out hazardous chemicals from their products. The tests found chemicals like lead and phthalates, which is associated with higher rates of childhood cancer. Ooh, one of the more painful ways to die. They also found products like fake teeth that were made of polyvinyl chloride, PVC, which can contain endocrine-disrupting chemicals and can harm reproductive and cognitive development. Children are especially vulnerable to low-level exposure found in bottles, toys, appliances, and personal care products. These are known substitutes for these hormone-disrupting chemical hazards, said Jeff Gearhart, research director of Ecology Center Healthy Stuff Lab, the group which tested the products. The fact that they continue to be used in these low-cost products that dollar stores sell is a real problem. And they break it out in a chart here. Copy image, link. Oh, it's in a frame. Oh, very fancy. Oh, that's how they prevent you from taking screenshots, I guess. The chart is in one frame, and the data supporting the chart is in another. So you cannot take you can't just copy link or whatever. Essentially, Dollar Tree had 52 out of 87. Five Below was 25 out of 38. Family Dollar was 18 out of 37. And 99 Cents Only and Dollar General had 13 and 12, respectively. We're running out of time, and the Dubious Goals Committee is coming up fast at 19:30 UTC. It always happens at 19:30 UTC. It's not, Tobes usually not late like me, so that's good. Well, Shanghai's had a U-turn, more COVID stuff. People in the city are confined to their homes, and most have to order in food and water and wait for government drop-offs of vegetables, meat, and eggs. Videos shared on social media show complaints by angry residents about food shortages and inadequate medical supplies. It's Shanghai's first experience of a citywide lockdown. Up until last month, it had tackled growing infection rates through smaller, localized lockdowns. So, why has Shanghai differed from the rest of China until now? And the main reason is its importance to the economy, which is also the reason why, throwing all sorts of stuff, like letting the U.S. go crazy. The West has kind of decided we need the economic activity, and it's okay if all the disabled and other members of society who might be vulnerable die, I guess. Shanghai contributed over 3% of China's GDP and makes up over 10% of China's total trade since 2018. And X1 points out, if it's on your computer, but you cannot do what you want with it, then you are not in control of your computer. And this, my friends, is one of the big ethoses in the free software movement for sure. So, yeah, anyway, it's a mess in Shanghai right now. Mexico is trying to sue gun manufacturers in the U.S. Chile is rationing water. And we're running out of time. We're down to the last few seconds. So I'm just going to talk until it dies. Oklahoma's outlawed abortion, even though it's Oklahoma signed a bill outlawing abortion. Pro-Russian protesters showed up in Ireland, freaked those guys out. And, well, Brazil invited EU monitors into the country for their election. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Well, that sound means that our time's coming.